Okay, Lee, we need to fight this.
Okay.
We need to fight like hell. I gotta tell you, because this just can't take hold, all right?
All right.
It is getting harder to return things. And there's a systematic conspiracy here.
Okay.
According to the Wall Street Journal, so it must be true.
Yeah.
It's not your imagination. Returning online orders is getting harder. It started with one company, now it's spreading. Okay, the first thing I did is I started reading this.
Yeah.
And I saw here, this April Bradley recently bristled at having to pay $7.95 to return a pair of Lane Bryant jeans she had purchased online that did not fit. This had never happened before. Okay. Well, the first thing I did, I said, well, I can't have this. So I did a text search of the Wall Street Journal article because it's quite long. Is Amazon in there?
No.
Because if I can't return stuff to Amazon, my life is going to hit a brick wall. You know what I mean? I'm going to have to go back to an actual store and buy stuff.
The horror.
Well, who has time?
Yeah.
You get there, your thing you want isn't there.
Yeah.
I don't have time for this. I'm too tired. Have you noticed what they have now? If you don't use this, you should, okay? You can go like, I won't even go to like, say, Walmart until I will site-specific search the store for whatever I need.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure it's in stock because you know you can do that.
Right, yeah.
And then I'll look up the aisle it's on.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't waste any time like in and out. And I still feel like my day has been violated because I actually had to physically get out of the car and walk in. I don't have time for that.
Well,
that's time away from my family. You know, I mean, that time's precious to me. Mm-hmm. So homie, don't play that, okay? Yeah. So I've told you this, but I've been sitting at the stoplight. The CVS is like, I'm in the right lane, right? The CVS where I could pick up a thing is literally to my right, right? All I got to do is lean a little bit on the wheel and I will be in the parking lot. Okay.
Right.
And I'll sit there and order it on Amazon.
Yeah.
Happy to wait a day or two. I'm amazed by this now though. Have you seen this new thing? It'll be here by 5 PM. I'm like, holy cow. Yeah. It's only like 9 AM. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do not take that away from me because I gotta tell you what, if I can't return it, then I'm gonna have to start shopping. It's gonna be like going back to the Stone Ages. I don't know how you feel about this. I don't know if you have the same level of passion I do.
I don't because I don't generally I don't order a whole lot of stuff, and the stuff I order, I know that I won't. And if they get the order right, then I don't have to worry about returning it because I'm not buying clothing. I'm buying, you know, automotive stuff or things that I know that are specific. But now my youngest daughter still lives at home with us. Is constantly ordering stuff. I don't like this. It doesn't fit. It's not the right size. It's not what it looked like on the, and sending it back. So this could have an impact on our household, at least for her. But, you know, like I said, most of the things I think that she sends back are not charging, but she does have to stick it back in the bag and go take it to a UPS or wherever to get it returned.
See, I shop specific places because of their return policies.
Yeah, yeah.
That is my number one concern.
That and quite honestly, that is a marketing idea for companies and, you know, for those that are making their choices about, you know, what they're going to do about their policies. That's something to consider.
Like I read this with alarm. Macy's used to accept returns for a full year after purchase. I remember I shopped there because I love their return policy. And then now they slowly whittled it to 180 days in 2017, 90 days in 2019. You see where this is going? 30 days in 2023. Home Depot says now that Halloween and holiday decor must be returned within 30 days. Okay, I agree with that. That's what we're doing. You can't use it and take it back, all right?
I'm sure that never happens.
No, never. But no, it just shows us how our lives have changed. But I feel like there's a bargain there. Okay, like if you aren't going to give me something special, like I don't have to get off my couch, then I'm just going to go to Walmart. Why wouldn't I go to Walmart? You got to let me do something. Like if I can't see and touch.
You can get delivery from them. We do that all the time.
Oh, we do too.
Yeah.
My husband finally broke down and paid like the delivery fee thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. I mean, we've got that Walmart Plus thing or whatever it is. And, you know, it's a little scary. You can sit there and order stuff and, you know, it's, you know, and I'm amazed too about the, you know, like some of the Amazon purchases, and especially my daughter and son-in-law up there in the Charlotte area, they can order stuff and, you know, have it that day or within, you know, minutes sometimes because they're close to a distribution center there. So I'm just waiting for when they get the the drones flying to drop it off at the house, literally.
Yeah, I don't see how those don't get shot down a lot. I don't know, kids and stuff, but maybe not. Hey,
well, you know, maybe these flock camera folks will be doing that next to the drones. Of course, you know, then Amazon may have to send armed drones to protect your shipment.
I know. Can you imagine the Amazon drone shootout over here?
Well, you know, the U.S. military is already shooting down cartel drones at the U.S. southern border with lasers.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great. And anyway. But they're shrinking. Amazon for now is flagging product listings for being frequently returned, yeah, which I like, and that helps me too. But so far, they're not cutting off, you know, my main line of stuff. Right. So I'll even pay a few dollars extra.
You can still get your fix, Tara.
I can get my fix, so I don't have to get out of the car. I am one of, like, you know, maybe half a dozen women on the planet who hate shopping. There may be a dozen of us. I don't know. Every time I say that, like, somebody else from the sisterhood's like, oh, me too. I hate it. I hate it. Nobody understands. No, I hate shopping. I absolutely despise it. So yeah, that's, I saw that with some alarm. So I hope that's a trend that does not continue.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, I'm targeted. It's like, if I want something, I know what I want. I go get it and that's it. I don't want to browse around. I mean, even if I'm car shopping, I already know what models or specific vehicles that I'm looking for. And I will go specifically to go look at certain things, and usually I've already scoped out what they've got in the inventory the few times that I'm actually shopping for a vehicle.
Well, somebody just warned me, you return too many things on Amazon, they'll cancel your account. Well, I'll just open one of the kids' names the next day.
Yes.
Try me.
Right.
Try me.
Yeah.
So, all right. Meanwhile, it is the 25th anniversary of 9/11. And I can't do this because we forgot, and I'm not going to pretend we're not going to forget, because that's the online, you know, they were the TV news coverage angle, and we did forget. So let's just dispense with pretending we didn't forget.
Well, we didn't forget, but there's plenty in this country that have, and apparently the city of New York among those. It's just I'm incredibly disappointed, but that's not unusual for the Big Apple and me.
No. And if you had told me, after 9/11, because you remember what it was like. Somebody
Absolutely.
Just texted me. There was American flags on all the houses. Both parties were in total agreement.
Almost total, yeah.
Yeah, and I'll never forget the Democrats frothing at the mouth because George Bush had not attacked a country yet fast enough in retaliation for this. And nobody, Democrat or Republican, would have wanted the slightest affiliation with any kind of terror group, terrorist, pro-terror individual. Now look what we got in New York City.
Yeah.
I mean, when you have Mamdani, did you actually read the New York Post Mamdani article about he signs the pen honoring the families and then with a smirk hands the pen to his police chief to pass on to a guy who represented 9/11 terrorists, who then smirks upon receiving the commemorative pen. He could have handed it to family members. He could have done anything, like, he didn't.
I believe this guy actually had a relative who was one of the hijackers.
Did he?
That's one of the reports I heard earlier this morning. I'm not sure. I haven't had a chance to verify that, but they were making reference to the fact, yes, he did represent some of the terror, some people who have been accused of terrorism, but then also was related to one of the 9/11 hijackers. Yeah.
So this is a guy that, and when you actually read the story, it is horrifying. Because he did it on purpose.
Of course. There's no coincidences.
No. After Mamdani signed the last of the documents, he gave Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch the ceremonial pen and whispered, "Can you pass this?" Tisch awkwardly handed it to Mamdani's chief counsel, Ramzeh Kassem, who just snuck into the press conference before she hurried out of the blue room, the first official to exit the press conference. It was calculated, retired detective and adjunct professor at John Jay Criminal College said it happened during a ceremony meant to be about victims. No one else, 9/11 families, didn't come to City Hall to watch Mamdani spotlight someone whose work intersects with the very ideology that took their loved ones. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Jessica Tisch was reduced to a prop rather than acknowledging her role as a leader of the NYPD. Kassem, a lawyer who famously represented Al-Qaeda operative Ahmed al-Darbi, is seen on video smirking, and he was smirking, I'm looking at it, as he receives the pen. It's bull blank, slammed Dennis Warkola, whose brother Michael, a firefighter with Ladder 5, was killed in the North Tower. How can you defend a guy like that who wants to do Americans personal harm? This is what you're dealing with. Why? Because the Democrats now see Muslims who want to harm America as their allies.
Well, you also haven't mentioned the fact that Mamdani is associated with Hassan Piker, who says America deserved 9/11, among many other horrific things.
Yeah, he says he'd vote for Hamas over Israel.
Yeah, there you go.
Just for the record, they killed 46 Americans on October 7th. I know nobody cares, but I do. And then, of course, this clip, lead John Kirby, spokesperson for Joe Biden. Oh, Iran's now funding Democrat street protests. You mean while they're trying to kill Donald Trump? Yeah, not once, not twice, but three times, three separate assassination plots. We've got the guys in federal prison who did it.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it. We do not believe that all the protest activity out there on a daily basis is being fully funded by Iran.
No, just some of it. Like the parts where they were spitting on the Jews, knocking them over, beating them down, stuff like that. Just normal Democrat things. But go ahead, skip the midterms.